Okay, ja, Shikai Gudl. I just want to say that there are two shittas legabe to this proteus in Shimon Esra. One shitta is that you can, by every middle brocha, let's say somebody has got a test that day, or they have to prepare a class or a shir, so they can add by atochayni rodom das. They can add, like, Shibachu, please give me chachma bina das, or whatever, in whatever loshen. And then before Baruch HaTeshem, you always have to end with the Ke'en HaChasima. So that's always whatever is written in the Siddur before the end of the Baruch. And we have that by Refu'enu, and there is in Siddurim usually the Yerotzin to ask for Refu'a for Chayla. And let's say somebody has got a business deal to do, and so by Baruch Aleinu, which is the Baruch for Parnosa, he can add that over there, etc. So by every Baruch, a person can add Me'in HaBaruch HaBakosha. That is one shitta. Another shitta is that by Shmak Aleinu, and in a lot of Sidurim, you've got different Bakoshas, by Shmak Aleinu, for Tshuva, and for Parnosa, but any Bakosha can be added. So some poets can say that it's better, like Rabbi Weibot said, it's better to do it instead of Shmak Aleinu, to do it by the Kaine Tzoyer, because like this, a person can answer Kedusha and Omeinim, etc. Okay, Ramosha holds that Bechlal, it's not only for practicality, a person should not say any Bakoshes, not by every Bocha, and not even by Shmak Aleinu, only by Lekai Netzor, and he has got different reasons for that, not only for the practicality.